With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the PokéStar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag. Welcome everyone. If you are new, glad to have you here. And if you are old, welcome back. Puckle, of course, stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, and today on Game Corner, we are in the midst of our Tournament of Champions. We are down to the Elite Eight, and today we are going to go through half of the bracket. We have two quarterfinal matches. First, you're going to see Uncle Oshawott go up against Bodtac, and then later you're going to see Claude 9 go up against Hens, and the winner of those two matches, they're going to meet in the semifinal round. So, sit back, enjoy, let's get right into the first game.
It's time for Who's That Pokemon?
Alright, Puckalonians, and as you just heard, we are playing Who's That Pokemon, typically played as Who's That Pokemon 15 questions, but since this is a Tournament of Champions, there really is no question limit. You're just trying to beat your opponent. So for this round, right now, we have two competitors who you've seen before in the show, and definitely in our Discord if you hang out there. We have Uncle Oshawott. Go ahead and say hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Very excited. Glad to have you guys here. And his opponent, who, if I recall correctly, just won his way onto the show in the last episode, we have Bodtac.
Hello, hello.
All right, how have you been since we last heard you, Bodtac?
Oh, pretty good. Caught myself my first Let's Go Shiny, so pretty happy with that.
Ooh, very nice. Very nice. And which one was that?
Well, the first one that I caught was a random Cubone, but the one I was going for on purpose that I finally got was Ghastly.
Very nice. And you were chaining for that one, I assume?
Yep.
Awesome, awesome, yeah. Still, as of recording this, I still have yet to play. Maybe by recording, by the time this comes out, I might have had a chance to crack at it, but we'll see. We're saving it for Christmas for the kids, so. Anyway, with that, we are playing Who's That Pokemon, and here's just a quick recap of the rules. You are going to ask yes or no questions of me about the Pokemon. Again, this is a Pokemon that your opponent has selected for you. Again, this is your opponent selecting the difficulty, or at least what they think is difficult. And you get to ask yes or no questions about that Pokemon in order to determine who it is. And like the way Jushiro plays it on the TCG cast, which you can also find here at Puckle Plus before the week before and the week after this, you cannot ask any questions about Dex number. You can't ask any questions about is this in Heart Gold, Soul Silver. Basically, you are a person in the Pokemon world, and you are asking questions as if they were asking them, more or less. That's basically the idea. Either one of you have questions before we get started?
I'm good to go.
All right, wonderful. With that, Uncle Oshawott has elected to go first, and go ahead and start your questioning, sir.
All right. Is this Pokemon found in either Kanto or Johto?
Found in Kanto or Johto. Let me look and verify. The answer to that is no. This Pokemon cannot be found in Kanto or Johto.
All right. Is this Pokemon found in Hoenn or Sinnoh?
Yes, this Pokemon is found in Hoenn or Sinnoh.
Is this Pokemon a water type?
Yes, this is a water type.
Okay.
Three questions in, and you know it's a water type from either Hoenn or Sinnoh.
Is this Pokemon a dual type?
No.
Okay, and I might as well get this one out of the way. Is this from Hoenn?
Yes.
Okay. Water from Hoenn. That's only half the dex. So
7.8, too much water.
Is this Pokemon found... This might be a lot of work for you to research. Is it found on a water route?
Yes, this is found on a water route.
Okay.
Actually, let me just verify and... I'm looking up right now, but define water route.
Either on the water or diving under the water.
I would say that this would be described as a water route, yes.
Okay. And we said it wasn't a dual type?
It was not a dual type.
Okay. Single monotype water from Hoenn. Does this Pokemon evolve?
No.
Oh, okay. Non-evolving water type from Hoenn. Is this Pokemon, because I guess technically it would be a water route, is this Pokemon legendary?
No. You are, just as a quick recap, you're eight questions in, a mono water type from Hoenn, found on a water route, and this Pokemon does not evolve.
Does not evolve. I'm drawing a blank on Hoenn right now. It's not a dual type, that's what's throwing me. So, I'm just going to narrow down the where you could find it. Can this Pokemon be found while diving?
No, this Pokemon cannot be found while diving.
All right. So, it's only on a surface water route. Can't evolve. It's a single water. Does this Pokemon resemble a fish? That's probably not a good question.
it might. I'd say no, this Pokemon does not resemble a fish. That's question 10.
There aren't even that many Pokemon in Hoenn. Come on.
There's like 132 there.
Oh, is it 30? Okay.
Yeah, there's a chunk. At least you're going from like originally from a Gen 3 game, but so again, it's not legendary. It's found on a water on what I'd classify as a water route. It is pure water type from Hoenn, and this Pokemon cannot evolve.
Cannot evolve. Is this Pokemon... Can this Pokemon be found in Kalos?
Let me verify. This Pokemon can be found in Kalos or Alola. The answer to that question would be yes.
Can be.
Can, okay. Yes. So if you've been playing Sun or Moon or Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, it may have shown up recently.
Okay, so...
If you've been completing a dex, it'll be in there.
Okay. I'm thinking Ultra Wormhole or something around there, maybe. Monotype, non-evolving water types. What the heck was in Hoenn? That was a single monotype water. Oh, man, I only just watched a whole season of the anime from Hoenn.
It's tough when you're on your own. It's really tricky, but...
It is. And I'm at, what, 11?
Right you now? Have asked 11 questions at this point, yep.
Okay. I'm going to say, maybe geographically this will help me. Can this Pokemon be found to the east of Mauville City?
Yes, this Pokemon is found to the east of Mauville City.
So that's only, like, all the water routes? Oh, is this... Okay, is this Love Disc?
No, this is not Love Disc.
Dang it. Okay, I thought I had it.
Just as a quick comment here, I know Jushiro's rules would make the game end right now, but we're playing differently, so just keep on going. You're fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. So it's not that... That was... Oh.
No, based on everything you've asked, Love Disc falls into that category, but I will say there are others.
I'll say that I'm very surprised that there is a category for how specific this is. And I know it's a Hoenn Pokemon. Kind of wish it was Jushiro's rules at this point. I can't think of anything right now.
All right, so if you would agree, Uncle Oshawott, I will give you a nudge, but it will cost you one question to just to get the nudge, and then you'll be asking your 15th question with your next one.
And does the 15th have to be the
nope.
the Pokemon?
Nope, it does not. Okay. Nope, you're just playing because maybe the one you picked will take Bodtack 20 questions to figure out. You're just going head to head, okay?
Okay.
So would you like a nudge of a question to ask?
Okay, sure.
Okay. This Pokemon can't evolve, which means it would be the final right. stage of whatever.
Oh. So is this Pokemon a single stage evolution?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what threw me the whole time. That's fun.
So that's question 15 there.
Oh no. I see the error in my ways. Okay.
So as a quick recap, we know that this Pokemon doesn't evolve, but is not part of a single stage evolution. There's more Pokemon in its line. We know it's water from Hoenn, not Love Disc. Have at it.
Right. Okay. So not Love Disc, multiple stages, final stage, single water type, on a water route, single stage. Or not single stage, single type. Does this Pokemon have a split stage evolution?
Good question. The answer is no.
So, water route, final stage. Is this Pokemon Wailord?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no. That's okay. Oh, I feel very stupid now.
You know, it's tough though if you're on your own, like that's part of the reason we have the host, because like just to bounce the ideas off of somebody makes it
right
makes it a bit easier. But yeah, in 17 questions you got Wailord. And it's tough just because, you know, you have that one other mind, you know, helping check for those blind spots you've missed. But so that was 17 questions. I would say nicely done. You did get off track for a little bit there. But yeah. Let's see what you have prepared for Bodtack. Bodtack, you're up.
Does this Pokemon appear in Kanto, Johto, or Hoenn?
Appear in Kanto, Johto, or Hoenn. I am going to say no.
Okay. Is this a monotype Pokemon?
No.
Okay, so it's a dual type. Is this Pokemon part of an evolutionary family?
Yes.
Is this the final evolution of that family?
No.
Is this the first evolution of that family?
Yes. The first stage, I assume you mean. By
yes.
Or basic.
Yeah, if it was in the TCG, it'd be a basic.
Yes, that is how I understood and interpreted your question.
Awesome. Did this Pokemon first appear in Alola?
No.
So that leaves us with Sinnoh and Unova. Did this Pokemon first appear in Unova?
No.
Okay, so it's Sinnoh. The first one's a dual type.
So as a quick recap, you are on, I believe that should be, is that 7 questions? 7 questions. And so we've determined that it's not Kanto, Johto, Hoenn. Did not first appear in Alola, did not first appear in Unova. It is a dual type. It is the basic and not final form of an evolutionary line. Yes, that would be 7.
Yes. Although with that recap, I realize that I have 2 possible regions. Did this Pokemon first appear in the Kalos region?
No.
Oh, dang it! Of course, I can't think of any Pokemon from that region at all now. They're all just gone right out of my head. Let's see what's going to help narrow this down. Is one of the types water?
Yes.
Woof.
And that
okay.
is just past the halfway mark to beat Uncle Oshawott. That was question 9, by the way.
Let's see. So one of its types is water. So unless I'm missing something, I'm pretty sure this is a Pokemon from Sinnoh, which is, of course, the one gen I haven't played.
Oh, no. Well, good news that I mean, at least you've played a Pokemon game since then. So it's there.
I feel bad now.
I mean, at least we're not playing Are You a Boy or Girl and you ask for an NPC from that region.
Oof. Yeah. Right? Like, Pokemon, at least I've got a chance here. All right. Is the second type ground?
No.
Oh, is this a legendary Pokemon?
No.
I guess it wouldn't be. That was kind of a dumb question because I already know that it's the first in an evolutionary line, which couldn't be a legend unless we were in Alola. Okay, so.
That was question 10, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Does this Pokemon gain any immunities from its typing?
Yes.
Now, if only I remember what gave immunities. Is this Pokemon weak to ghost?
No.
All right.
Should be question 12, I believe. Nope, sorry. That was question 13.
Yeah. Are there the evolutions?
No.
Okay, so it's two evolution. The first one, it's water something.
So
does gain an immunity.
So it's 14 questions. It is not weak to ghost. Not part of a three evolutionary line. It is water and something from the Sinnoh region originally.
It's not ground. Not water ground.
Not water ground. So just to kind of put maybe put pressure on you, you have three questions to tie Uncle Oshawa, two to beat him.
Oof.
And by my calculations, this is the only Pokemon it can be.
Gains an immunity based on its typing, but it's not weak to ghost. Oh, is the second type flying?
Yes. That's question 15.
So water flying. The heck's a water flying type from Sinnoh?
The Uncle Oshawott is throwing out there to give you a hint, but if you took a hint, though, it would possibly give you like the tie at this point, because it'd be a 1-point penalty for a hint, and it'd be then you'd be asking your question. If you wanted to go there, we could do it, and then we have to come up with a tiebreaker. So, and he has proposed a hint that I can try to give you if you would like to, and then it'd be just one shot to ask the question.
Sure, let's do that.
All right, so the hint that was given was that you want to think about, regards to evolutions at least, think about Pokemon from other generations.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, so it was to think about Pokemon from other generations. Yes, this one is from Sinnoh, but you want to think outside of that box to help get to there. So that was question 16. You have to ask and guess it now. So it's a this would be considered a basic Pokemon in its evolution line. It is a dual type water flying, as you've deduced. Of course, giving it its immunity. Not legendary. Originally found in the Sinnoh region. And the hint Uncle Oshawa gave you was to think outside the box of other generations. I'll also tell you this is the only water flying type in this region.
I feel like someone is like screaming at their radio right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
I think I know what it is, but what the heck is it called? Ducklet?
And with that is incorrect. No. Ducklet is actually a Unova Pokemon.
Oh.
Do you want to keep guessing a little bit, or do you want Uncle Oshawa to finish it off for you?
I mean, I feel like he should put me out of my misery at this point.
Go ahead, Uncle Oshawa.
I'm sorry, I feel kind of shady about this now compared to Wailord, but it was Mantyke.
Mantyke.
It's the pre-evolution, yeah.
Yeah, yep.
So introduced.
That's a good one.
Introduced in Gen 4, introduced in the Sinnoh region. It was, as I said, one of the water flying, which isn't as unique as I thought, but yeah, water flying just doesn't strike me with that one, but... Yeah, you had to think. Mantine, of course, came in Gen 4. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't answer your question, is it found in the Hoenn region, truthfully? Because Mantyke is technically found in the Battle Resort in Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even in the original Generation 3 games, and it's in this one really weird, unique spot. So
that
was the one part where I did technically lie, but as the opening question, I didn't want to lead you down the wrong path. But anyway, with that...
No, I think that's exactly the right answer to that question.
So with that, Botek, thank you for coming and playing. Unfortunately, you did not come out on top today, but we will, if we have the chance, we'll have you on the show again sometime.
Yep. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Awesome. And Uncle Oshawott, congratulations. We will see you in the semifinals.
All right. Thank you.
Anyway, with that, folks, we will catch you on the flip-flop. Say Alola to Alola.
Alola!
Travel the region on local Pokemon with Pokemon Ride.
Tauros are really hard to steer when you have hooves.
Challenge yourself with local trials.
Look at all the little fishy! I'm big fishy!
Even visit remote islands.
The trees have eyes.
Discover Pokemon exclusive to Alola.
Pack bug spray, because the mosquitoes here are no joke.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
It's time to play Fuchsia City Feud!
Alright, Puckalonians, as you just heard, we are going to be playing Fuchsia City Feud. Let me introduce our competitors for this. He's been on this show a couple times and very active in our Discord. Actually, both of these gentlemen are. But let's start with Claude9.
Hello!
Welcome back, Claude. Thank you for coming again. How's everything been going?
It's been great. Life's good.
Good.
Happy to be here.
Good. I do want to also extend, I don't think we've done it on this show, but extend a congratulations. You are our Season 2 PVL winner, so you did a fantastic job there.
Thank you.
Yeah. And his opponent, coming from across the sea, also another PDL competitor who did a great job, just barely snuck into the playoffs, but did fantastic as well. We have Hens.
Ah, hello. Hello.
How have things been going for you, sir?
Yeah, not too badly, yeah. It's been... Well, there's been a bit odd over here, but aside from that, it's been quite lovely.
All right, wonderful. Well, as we said, folks, we're going to be playing Fuchsia City Feud, and this was kind of a unique challenge. Both of the competitors were like, we want to play this game instead of Who's That Pokemon? So we decided to go that route, and we're going to give it a shot. I'm really excited to try this for our Tournament of Champions. This is the only pair that's going to be playing this game. And let me just give you a quick recap of the rules. Each player will be given a type of Pokemon and a particular base stat. Now, just as a heads up, folks, their opponent is choosing the difficulty. They are picking for each other. So I did not select these. They selected it. The top five Pokemon of that type and category are ranked on the board. The top answer is worth 500 points, and the lowest answer is worth 100 points. Any Pokemon that are tied in that stat will share the same amount of points. On your turn, you'll try to name the top five Pokemon on that category. You are allowed three strikes. And then after three strikes, your turn will end. Whatever points you earn there will be what points you earn. But I have a feeling that we may not go to three strikes on this. So, do we have any questions on how this is going to play out, gentlemen?
Nope. Sounds good to me.
Sounds great, yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and start out with Hens. Claude has selected... Poison type and defense is the set. He wants to know the top five poison and defense Pokemon. Have at it.
Whoa. Okay. I think the first one's going to have to be Weezing.
Weezing is number three for 300 points.
All right. Now I've got to really use my brain because that's the only one I really, really properly know.
I tried to make it interesting for you.
Definitely.
I think it definitely is. This is a good one.
It's made me regret my choice, definitely. I'm thinking, there's so many on there that you could get, you know? But when you think about it in comparison to another one, now I'm like, should have chosen better, but oh well. We'll see, yeah. bulky poison types. I'll go with Drapion.
That's number four for 200 points.
Okay, bulkier than Drapion and Weezing. I don't know if it won't. depends on how far below Drapion it goes, because I think I know the number for this one, but it's got high HP stat as well as defense. It's not exactly just big defense number. I don't know. I mean, are there even any Ubers that are poison types?
Yes, there are Ubers that are poison types.
Ah, thank you. But aside from Arceus poison, that is, I suppose. That's the real question, because...
that was your only hint.
I can't think of any better. Yeah,
and I have to be impartial, but keep working it. You're doing fine so far. No strikes. 500 points on the board.
Yeah, I know Cloud can get more than that from what I have just in the click of her fingers, so because there's some easy ones on there. So, you see, it's not going to be Muck, because that's just Spadef and HP, isn't it? So, there really aren't any poison types in OU that are physically relevant, are there?
Again, so far, Weezing was number 3, Drapion was number 4. You have the number 1, yeah, number 2, and number 5 slot to hit.
Okay, well, I guess I've got 3 strikes, so we'll just get the ball rolling a bit, and I'll give it a try. I don't think it's going to be high enough, but I guess it's worth a try with Garbodor.
That is your first strike with Garbodor.
Right, okay. It's like 86 or something like that. It's a bit low. Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that's a Tapu killer, you know? I can't think of anything. I would be... Oh, maybe there's stuff in the borderline tiers. Let me think. Golipede's definitely got an okay defense stat. It's like terrible HP. Because I know Whirlpede has a decent defense stat. Because you can slap an Eviolite on it and dual spikes, can't you? So I'll go with Scolipede and see what happens.
Scolipede is incorrect for your second strike.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, I'm going to have to... You get through a lot more than by the sounds of things.
Let's see what else you can take from the brink of danger.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. We'll have to see. Poison. Defense. Not defense. Is it defense?
It's defense. It is standard defense, yes.
Something in my mind just snapped to attack for some reason, and I've been thinking attack the entire time.
Oh, no.
And I knew Toxapex was there, and I was like, that's got a terrible attack stat, even with Merciless. And now I'm thinking, what was I doing?
Like, oh, no.
Like, okay. The whole time, it was sitting right there in front of me. Toxapex.
That is number 1, yes. Good job.
How did I manage that?
We got 2 more spots to fill. Let's see if you can pull those now that you're thinking about the right stat.
You see, I was thinking about the right stat for everything but the right ones, I suppose. Cast my mind back to Cloud9's gym leader team, which I played once. See if there's anything that I can think of in there.
Oh, of course, no wonder he picked poison.
Exactly.
So we have Toxapex at number 1, we're looking for number 2, Weezing at number 3, Drapion for number 4, and we're looking for spot number 5.
The Tentacruel is not good for his death, is it? What about what are you? I'm absolutely stumped.
So I don't want to push you too hard since this is your last strike, but 2 spots on the board, below Toxapex, above Weezing, and then something below Drapion.
Well, there's a lot of poison types below Drapion.
Yes. In fact, I think the rest of them are.
Apart from the one that I can't think of in second spot. I want to say Crucibella, but it's a Catmon. I can't do that.
And then the other thing I was going to say is that your 2 strikes are Golbiter and Scolipede.
Yeah. Maybe that's something that likes to click T-Spike, you know. I honestly can't think of anything else that's noteworthy, so... I'll go with Arbok, even though it's definitely wrong, but...
Unfortunately, Arbok is incorrect for your third strike. You're going somewhere with this, actually. You threw out Scolipede. Whirlipede is actually number 5.
Is it actually? Oh, no. Yeah. I knew it was bulky.
With 99, actually, this is actually a really interesting one because, so Whirlipede is at number 5, Koffing is at number 6, Scorpy is at number 7, and then 2 spots below that is Scolipede. The one you missed was Mega Venusaur at number 2.
Oh, geez.
For 123 points. Well, 123 is the stat.
When you went over, like, oh, there's nothing in OU, I'm sitting here like, oh my god, he's missing, like, the biggest thing in OU.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then also you said, is there anything in the borderline? And that's where Mega Venusaur is right now. It's in UU borderline. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, Mega Venusaur's not even something you think of nowadays in OU, just because it's, like, it's unbelievably, like, you know, it just gets busted up by Mega Zam, doesn't it, at the moment?
Yep. And then you said... are there any poison Ubers? There's two. Mega Gengar and Naganadel.
Mega Gengar, of course.
But neither of those are this high on the list.
Yeah, nope. Yeah.
Actually, I should have double-checked because my app actually doesn't have Naganadel or Zero Aura on it. So I should have double-checked that, but oh well.
Zero Aura only hits... it might be I know it hits Speed for Electric at number 2.
It's almost Defense, actually. I think I remember that. It was one point off Defense or something.
Let me check here.
Yeah, I don't think it's defense, but I know it's definitely speed.
Yeah, Zero Aura's defense is trash at 75.
It might be attack. No,
because Tapu Koko was joint place in attack at 115, and so it was like,
oh, it's 112. That's right.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Naganadel's defense is also trash at 73.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's very, very bad.
And even worse for not worse, but just pretty bad for Mega Gengar. They're all around the 70s and 80s. So, anyways, you earned 1,000 points. Now, I do want to say that to both your compliment, you're talking about how, you know, it's all in which one you pick and one versus another. To start this out, I actually had these gentlemen re-pick because they both picked the same thing to start. They both picked Electric Defense. So, folks playing at home, try and think about what are the top 5 Electric Defense Pokemon. Anyway, with that, let's flip it over to Claude9. Let's see what you can do to respond to Hens. Again, Hens threw 1,000 points up on the board. And the type that he chose for you is Steel. And
ooh, Steel.
The type, the stat is Special Defense.
Special Defense?
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing that comes to my mind is Bastiodon.
At number 4, earning you 200 points.
Okay.
I was genuinely thinking that that was the one that you might not get.
I love Gen 4. I had a Bastiodon on my first playthrough, and it was miserable.
Yeah.
It was so long. All right, let's see. Steel types with special defense.
Mm-hmm.
There's real ones on here, though. There really are.
Gosh. Let me think. Let's see. Who's known for having stupidly high defenses? Oh, Aegislash would be up there.
Yep.
Just to seal it, which form?
The shield form?
Shield form, yes. Okay. All right, so that is tied for number 1, so that with in a That's three-way tie. So that has earned you 400 points.
A three-way tie? What is its special defense? Gosh. All right, let's go with Heatran.
For your first strike.
That's out of the top 5?
Yep.
Gosh.
Yeah, Heatran is just like a generally good defensive typing that really, yeah, it's interesting that.
All right. So higher defense. You said Bastiodon was what?
Bastiodon is number 4. Aegislash is tied for number 1.
Doesn't Bastiodon have like 140 special defense?
I can't comment.
Okay, that's not in my head. All right, let's see. What else is stupidly defensive? Registeel.
That is also tied for number 1.
Gosh, okay.
I'm sure you must know the number for Registeel.
Isn't Registeel 150?
Mm-hmm.
So what else is one? Oh my god. Isn't that 150 or something in between 150 and 140? Like 145? Oh gosh.
So we're looking for one other one tied for number 1. And then number 5.
All right, let me skip the number 1 for now. All right, number 5, below Bastiodon and above Heatran. I don't think it's Ferrothorn, because Ferrothorn's all defense. But who has high special defense? Who did I hate playing against in draft league? That's how I'll do this. All right.
That's a good way to go about it.
Let's see, what did Geo have on his team?
I didn't play Geo.
Oh, you didn't, did you?
So I've... No.
Neither did I, actually.
All the other... Who else did I play that had... Oh, there is... I'm not sure which season it was. I think the British Gen had a Probo Pass at one point. I'm going to go with Probo Pass.
That is the other number one spot.
Shucks.
I'm just remembering that thing with, like, Volt switching on me, and I'm being like, what the hell is he doing? And it's actually doing damage, and I'm so confused.
Yeah, I think it has, like, analytic or something as an ability or something.
Oh, gosh. All right.
So you hit the top number ones, all three tied for number one spot. You have the number four. It won't be a clean sweep, but can you finish up the top five?
Let me see.
Or something.
Let's go with Magearna.
Magearna actually just misses the top six, actually.
My gosh, what am I missing? All right. Let's go through everything. We have Aegislash tied for one with Registeel and Probopass. Then we have Bastiodon. What else is there that's annoying? I want to say, like, Mega Steelix, but I know that's all defense and not much special defense. I want to say Dewblade, but that only gets up there when it has an Eviolite. And that's all defense again. Oh, Steel types are all defense. Gosh. Who else is in that tier with Mega Steelix and Dewblade? Let's go with, like, Bronzong.
Bronzong is tied for number five, which that'll earn you the last 100 points.
Very well done.
And gosh. then with just the way that the setup, I wasn't going to make you do the last one. Like, if you got it, I wasn't going to count it for or against you. It was Ferrothorn, actually.
Oh my god. Yeah. I said it wasn't that one, too.
Yeah, they actually run, like, Sassy at the moment or something, so they can eat all the Tapu Lele attacks. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so Cloud9, nicely done. You work your way through. You did find the top five, at least tied for the top five, and are only earning two strikes. Nicely done. Good match, gentlemen. I wouldn't expect anything less from the two of you. Hens, thank you again very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you know, definitely glad to have you on again, and we'll definitely see you around in the Discord.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
All right, and with
that... Yeah, see you guys.
Perfect. And with that, we're going to wrap this match up. We'll catch you folks on the flip-flop. Hey, Puckalonians. Thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch, where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
It's time to play. Are you a boy or a girl?
And welcome back from that commercial break, Puckalonians, and we are ready to have our first semifinal match. You just heard these guys a little bit ago, but we'll let them say hi again. Say hi again, Cloud9.
Hello.
And as you heard before, we also have him going up against Uncle Oshawott.
Well, I guess I'm the second.
And as you already heard, we are playing Are You a Boy or a Girl, which I'm very interested to see how this is going to shake out, because in Season 2, we didn't play Are You a Boy or a Girl a whole lot. I kind of dialed it back as we played it so much in Season 1, so we'll see how sharp your skills are on naming these NPCs. Let's just give you a quick recap of the rules. Alright, so as a reminder, this is a lot like Who's That Pokemon 20 questions. You're asking yes or no questions. You, with of course the first exception of the first question, has to be are you a boy or a girl. You must ask the NPC's name as one of your questions. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly. There aren't really any points for this one. In the regular game, it's worth 2,000 points, but really you're just trying to see, can you ask less questions than your opponent? And, you're just trying to ask it in the fewest questions possible. As always, if you have narrowed down who the character is, you're like, oh, I know who that is, it's this one, they're the thing with the place and the stuff, but you can't remember the name, it will be a 300-point penalty, or a three-question penalty, I should say. Do either of you have any questions before we get rolling?
Nope.
I'm good.
All right. Let's go ahead and start with Claude 9. Uncle Oshawott has chosen an NPC for you. And you can go ahead and start asking questions as soon as you're ready.
Are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a girl.
All right, the girl route. Okay. So, is this character a gym leader, Elite Four member, champion, or trial captain, or leader?
Let me just verify. I believe the answer to all of that is no.
Gonna cross out as much as I can in one fell swoop.
Not very articulate in asking that, but I suppose it works. That answer is no.
Okay, gosh. All right, so it's none of those. Is this character a member of an evil team?
No.
All right, let's see. What could this be then? All right. Do you battle this trainer or person?
Yes. Yes, you battle this character.
You battle this character. They're not evil. All right. Okay. Let's go through all the rest of the stuff that I can think of. All right. Let me just start narrowing it down by generation. Does this character first appear in the first four generations?
No.
Okay. Let's go down further. Does this character appear in Gen 5?
Yes.
Damn it.
That's question 6.
Is this character either a rival, professor, or leader? Actually, it's Gen 5. So do you battle this character? No, I'm trying to think. All right. Is this either a rival, professor, or one of the, like, subway leaders?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to just hope for the best with this. Let's find out then. Is it a rival or professor?
Yes.
All right. And you battle this character. I don't think you battle the professor in the game, but you battle the rival. Let me see. Okay. All right. So that means it's either Charon, or however you pronounce his name, Bianca, or Hugh. Because they're rivals. All right. I'm just going to go with that and hope for the best. Let's go. Might as well go for it. Is it Hugh?
No.
Is it Bianca?
Yes.
There we go.
Hey, Cloud, can I remind you what game are we playing, by the way?
Boy or girl. I'm an idiot. Wow. I did that to myself. The first question. Wow. All right. Well, there's a...
All right. So that's a freebie that you gave Oshawa. It took you 10 questions to make that happen. Yeah, nicely done, especially on your own. I know these can be very, very tough when you're doing it on your own. But yes, it was Bianca, the female rival in Gen 5. All right, so Oshawott, 10 is the mark to beat. If you can get this in under 10 questions, you'll move on to the championship round.
Oh, that's a low hurdle right there.
Oh, gosh. You have 10 questions. It should be fine.
Mm. Oshawott, you may let your questioning begin.
All right. Is this person going to be a boy or a girl?
This character is a girl.
All right. Is it red? No. girl, is this trainer or person from generations 1 through 4? Or let me rephrase that. Yeah. Is it from generations 1 through 4?
Let me just verify. Yes, this character can be found in generations 1 through 4.
Ooh, can be found.
They are from generations 1 through 4, yes.
Okay. Did this person appear first in generations 3 or 4?
Yes.
Okay. Is this person either a trial... No. Is this person a gym leader or an Elite Four member or a champion?
No.
Okay. Is this person a rival or a professor?
No.
Oh, no. I have to think what else there is. Generations 3 or 4.
That's question 5, by the way.
Question 5, and it's not gym leader, champion, rival, or a professor. What else is there in a Pokemon game? Is this person... It's a girl. Yeah, okay.
It is a girl, yes.
Did this person first appear in Generation 4?
No.
Okay, so generation three again. Is this person part of an evil team?
Yes.
Oh, no. Is that question seven?
That is question seven, yes.
Okay, can I loosely describe who this is? Because I have no idea what the name is, but I'm pretty sure I know who it is. And try to tie it from here? Or can I not do that in all one fell swoop?
So you're saying that you don't think you know the name of the character, but you think you have an idea who it is?
Yes.
Cloud, what do you think? If he can describe this character appropriately, would we give it the tie and we'll come up with some sort of a tiebreaker?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So if you can appropriately describe who this character is, this female character, we will call it a tie and we'll do a tiebreaker.
Okay, I believe this NPC is the girl member of Team Magma who, if you've seen the Generation shorts, is the one who's kind of a cult-like follower of the leader and kind of insane, whose name is not Shelly because that's the Aqua one.
All right, that's your guess?
Yes.
Oshawana breaks my heart. You should have gone Shelly.
What?
It's Shelly.
Is it? Oh.
Yep.
Oh, that breaks my heart. Okay.
You know, I admire that you went for broke, that you gave it a shot, and you tried it out and went for that.
If it was Magma, it would have been no to that question. It would have been question eight, and I would have had no idea what the name is.
The name is, I believe, Courtney?
Sounds right, or, yes.
Well, there's me. I believe there's two admins. I think there's a Tabitha and a Courtney, if I'm correct.
Yes, and I think...
But I'm not. Yes,
Courtney's the one that, like, has the... Like, doesn't she have, like, horns or something?
That's just a hat.
Just a hat?
I don't know.
Okay. But nevertheless, though, Oshawa, you were this close from taking down Claude 9, who is a very heck of an opponent. Very nicely done. I applaud you. You did a great job in this, but unfortunately, you will not be moving on. Claude 9, we'll see you in the championship.
Oh my god. I don't belong here. But all right.
Alright, I'll have fun. Alright, again, Oshawa, thank you very much. You did a great job, and we'll catch you on the Discord. And after that great match, folks, we are going to wrap it up. As we said, we're going to see Claude 9 in the championship coming up, should be next month. With that, folks, just want to remind you, tune in to Puckle Plus, where you can hear the TCG cast, Battlecast, and we are going to be having the Puckle Live shows coming back to the to Puckle Plus, and so you can check out all that stuff. Check us out in the Discord. The link should be in the description for this. Come chat with us. That's how I was able to organize this Tournament of Champions, is through our Discord, and come and say and share your trivia with us. It's a lot of fun there. As always, if you want to support us financially, you have a few ways of doing that. You can go to our T Public store, and you can buy some throw pillows and some t-shirts with some awesome designs. Basket has made some fantastic designs of the Viridian Guild members. I personally love mine. It's an Alakazam holding me and my three kids in its psychic powers. It's amazing. So go buy a Professor Snag shirt. Otherwise, you can also support us through Patreon, where our Patreon members, they get special giveaways, they get special Pokemon, and lots of special Pokemon cards based on the Viridian Guild members. So if you are so inclined, go ahead and join us there as well. And outside of that, folks, just want to wish you all well. And as always, help control the Breject population. Get your Ditto spayed and neutered. Good night.
Flip side.
you saying anything, Uncle Washwater? Or just
yeah.
Okay,
I said
go ahead.
No, it might have flipped out. Question 10. Okay, I'm feeling this one going off the deep end here. Yeah, got it. 7.8 corny jokes. Can this Pokemon be found to either the east? Or...
Can you say your question one more time? I missed it.
Found to the east of Mauvale City.
Okay, good. Say it one more time.
Henry wants some food in. Lots of cream at first. No. Single cream, do you want a lot?
My days.
And you're too...
Sorry, Snack. This is going to be a pain for you to edit.
it'll be okay. Alright, you guys ready to get rolling?
Yes, let's
almost.
Do it.
Hold on.
Okay. Come on, recording. I'm losing all this valuable this reel here.
All this valuable reel?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm good.
Okay. And as you already heard, we are playing... we're playing a game. Yes, anyways, I'm recording now, so at the request of our contestants, they want the audience to hear me eating food, so that's what we're going to hear for a little bit. I hope you enjoy this. Mmm.
Oh, that crunch. Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, to the untrained ear, you might think that I'm just eating regular chips, but no. I'm putting my Chipotle bowl onto chips. It's delicious.
That's some ASMR right there.
We got ourselves some black beans, some steak, some of the corn salsa and the pico. Gotta go with that stuff.
Mm.
And cream cheese. Or no, sorry, sour cream and then cheese.
Sour cream.
This is some premium Puckle content right here.
Right? Mm-hmm. Only on Puckle Plus will you get this.
Exactly. These are the secrets behind the hosts that you only hear when you tune into every Puckle Plus episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.